a much better practice today. I think it's just, you know, I was figuring out the tempo, getting back in line. Like I said, yesterday it was a lot of the younger players, but having a chance to meet with them and showing them on tape what we're asking. Just much cleaner today, much more competitive practice.
Jalen had his surgery this morning. Did you guys get good news, the fact he'll be ready for camp?
Yeah, that's great news. I mean, Dave just told me right before I came over here. So, yeah, that's outstanding. I think, you know, that's what we had to have hope for. We knew all the scenarios. But, you know, I just, you know, going back and looking how he handled it very maturely. I mean, I'm just really excited for him.
Devon said yesterday that you could tell Jalen was picking things up quickly. Will that help him even though he's not on the field?
He was. I tell you why. Because we weren't going to give him any nickel reps. We weren't going to teach him nickel. But we felt like he was progressing. And I know I had conversations with him about, you know, when we're starting to talk about the nickel, you know, pay attention and start listening up. And that's a, you know, proof right there that he's picking it up really quick.
When he gets on the field in August, do you expect him to still work outside, or are you going to?
That's the way I'd like to do it. I mean, we're going to be, you know, make sure we don't put too much on his plate. But if he can handle it, you know, we'll teach him both.
Guys, do you have enough information yet about what it was just this morning? Where he's going to be full go at camp, or do you not yet?
It sounds like it. It sounds like come training camp, he should be ready to go, full go.
So. Sample has had a really nice playing coverage on a pass to Julius Thomas. What have you seen from him growth-wise this year?
It's good. I mean, he's, you know, I think we've really pared down what we're asking out of the strong safeties, and I think that's helped him. We took less off their plate, and especially for a guy like Sam, where he's coming in and kind of learning it because he didn't get as many reps last year, I think it's benefited him. So I think he just, you know, keeps playing faster and faster until we, you know, get to training camp. Right now we're just checking, you know, for busts and, you know, technique things, but he's progressing.
I feel like he dodged the bullet with the Ramsey thing, that it could have been much worse.
Well, I don't know if it's dodgeable. I'm grateful, you know, that it turned out the way it is. And I, you know, that, and just to get a chance to see his mentality tells me something about him. So I think we all appreciate the news that we got.
Gus, you guys have been so young first couple of years. Can you tell a difference in this offense, especially those guys that have grown now to year number three, the way they hold themselves?
You know, I think you can only be young once, right? You know, for us to keep saying that, hey, we're young and we're young at certain spots, you know, I think that's no longer us. So, yeah, I can tell. I can tell with the offensive line, you know, just the package. It's allowed Blake to have so much more time, and he's not learning the beginning stages of the offense. It's kind of football 301 and football 401, which I think is pretty cool. Brandon Linder, how much he stepped in. That's a challenge now. He's going to play in center, makes all the calls, and just his progression. But I think being in the system last year helped him. So, yeah, I'm pretty pleased with that. I'm pleased defensively. Guy like Gibson. He's showing up again today now. I mean, for him to come in and learn a new system and play as fast as he is, you know, the arrow's pointing up definitely with him.
How does it show up with Gibson besides running around?
Well, you know, that's a big thing for him. I mean, right now the things we're having him do, it's more about precision every play. And he's taking ownership on that. We saw him. We've been asking a free safety here. One of the things is to cover from red line to red line. Yesterday he did it. And it showed up on tape, and that's exactly what we're looking for. So it's getting, you know, a guy that is closer to, you know, some of the fits that we're looking for him to do.
Coach, in terms of the running backs and the rotation with the new addition of the free agents, if you could write a script, what would the perfect scenario be in terms of who gets how many carries per game?
Well, it's equal, and they all have 100 yards. You know, I can write a script. You know, I think they're a pretty good group. The one thing I appreciate about the guys that we brought in, the free agents and the draft picks, is just how, you know, sometimes I sit there and I look and I go, boy, it's going to take some time to bring this team together. We've got different personalities coming from different areas, but it really hasn't. I mean, Chris Ivory and T.J. Yeldon are tight. They walk out together. They're in the meetings together. It's unbelievable. So I really think it's a mindset of this group that, hey, we're going to compete on the field, but all we want is for us to be our best, and let us see the results. And I think it's genuine. It feels authentic to me, and I think that's with every position. So, you know, ideally, you know, that, hey, we end up having enough rushing yards that it helps the pass game. We play enough, put enough points on the board.
What is a guy like Ivory that so much experience brought to the film room?
Well, I mean, his demeanor, I'm not saying he's real talkative. He's got a kind of a quiet disposition, but people gravitate towards him now. He's got that that factor where people go to him and talk to him and ask him a lot of questions. And he's a really a pro, the way he takes care of his body. So I think people recognize maybe his past success, and they gravitate towards him and because of his personality. So he's been a welcome addition.
I noticed Luke Jokel lined up both at tackle and guard. What do you think is the best plan for him moving forward?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I really want him to compete. We really want him to compete at tackle. He went in there with the thirds. We do that just to give him a chance to look at it. Just same thing we did with Josh Wells. So we're just looking to get the best five on the field. And I think that when guys have the ability to play both positions, we do that in training camp too, so it gives us more flexibility.
Ask you about Aaron Colvin yesterday, but when you get to camp in preseason, do you treat him like he's going to be available right away, or do you?
Yeah, we'll go through that more. But the plan is to get him some reps early. He'll go through it, and early in training camp, he'll get a lot of reps, and then maybe as we get closer, we'll pass those reps to others.
Okay. What did Yannick kind of show you early on?
Well, it's hard. I mean, he told me yesterday he had a sack, so he shows me confidence, But I didn't. I think it's hard out here for pass rush because we tell him stay away from the quarterback, don't get close, and stop on the rush. So, but he's really explosive. I'm really intrigued. I'll be really excited to see him in training camp. Right now, he's just picking up some of the defense. We're doing some different schemes with him, and so we'll see how it comes together in training camp.
Please. Sorry.
Go ahead.
With Marquise, is it a matter of he does it one day and then you go, okay, great, now be healthy tomorrow and do it again and again and again?
I don't say be healthy tomorrow. I just say keep stacking them up, And I think that's it. He had a good practice yesterday. He showed it again today. So just, keep building and, control what you can control. And really, I know that's a cliche, but that's really all he has to do, And if he lives in that world, he'll be really good. He has something that we don't have now, his explosiveness and his speed. So it's important that he keep progressing like he does.